Bonjour, nous allons
commencer la session. Hello, we're going to start the Afrilo-African meeting. I'd like to remind you that we have interpretation into French and into English, so please use your headphones unless you're bilingual, and also please speak slowly and clearly so that we can have the interpretation. It's very important to give your names for the transcript. We have Jacques in the interpretation booth and Camilla later on. Thank you, Gisela. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. Many of us today, this is great. We're going to start our traditional meeting. Hello, African. We do that every time we meet at ICANN. We started in Brussels, and our topic today will be, of course, the IANA transition and ICANN responsibility with an African perspective. In more than a year, than we heard from the U.S. government, who told ICANN to start an inclusive debate about the ICANN responsibility and the transfer of the supervision of the IANA functions. Since then, the world community works very hard on that topic, and very tenacious. We have two parallel processes. I'm sure you know for most of you about it, but that I need to remind you of the IANA supervision, the transition, and the different proposal to transfer the IANA functions to a multi-stakeholder model, and the accountability of ICANN. This is a short term to translate into French. And we have to make sure that ICANN keeps being accountable once we go through the transition and once there is no more relationship with the U.S. government. Afralo was very active in those debates, and we did participate a lot. We did have three members, and I would like to let you know about them, and I would like to thank them deeply. We're going to have to Mohamed El Bashir, Sean Jeji, and Tijane Benjema. Thank you very much. A round of applause, please, for those gentlemen that did a great work, and they work for hours on those topics. And it's very difficult to grasp all the aspects. It changes every hour or so. In the morning and the afternoon, many changes. So you need to work constantly on those topics, and really I thank them very much because the three of them work a lot on those three groups, the ICG with Mohamed, the CWG with Sean, and CCWG with our friend Tijani. Thanks to that work, thanks to what they did, they gave us some reports, and we know what's going on during our monthly meetings and conference calls, and they do inform us of everything that happens. We want to thank them, and thanks to them and their work, Afralo was able to contribute with two phases of public comments, and we are the only RELO that came up with a public comment for the two phases in May, periods in May, and the period December, October, where we did another public comment, the second CCWG report. So two public comments, not only in the name of Afralo, in the name of Afralo, because there was an online consultation before we sent, and it was validated online, and it was sent as a public comment. So, Gisela, if you can show us a map, or I give you the floor, I would like to show you comments to give you an idea of what we obtained regarding the different regions. And you're going to see that only two comments from Africa. There's very few public comments compared to the other regions, and Afralo made one of those comments, and maybe South Africa comment as well. So I would like to thank as well our guests. Alan Greenberg is with us. He is ELAC president, chair, I would like to thank him very much. Look at this map. You see 29 from North America, about 100 comments, only two coming from Africa. So thank you, Alan, to be with us. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Aziz. It's a pleasure to be here. And for those of you at the last meeting a few months ago, you remember I had to run out after 5 minutes. This time I've made sure my schedule is clear so I can be here for the whole meeting. So I'm very happy about that. It's always a pleasure to talk to this group because as Aziz stole some of my lines already. He's correct. There are very few comments from Africa, true, but there are very few comments from Relos. And the fact that parts of At Large are actively participating, real measure of the maturity of the group. I can't overestimate that. It really is important, and I encourage you to keep on doing it. I, of course, encourage you. We named the people who were active in the process, and I encourage you to find more. It's really important. Just like you might have a different perspective from people in more developed parts of the world, there are also likely to be different parts of Africa. Not so much because they come from a different part, but the more people you get involved, the more differences they have in how they view things. And the concept of the multi-stakeholder model is we somehow come together, and although we differ on a lot of things, we can find closure and come together. Hard. As your statement indicates, there are parts in the current versions of these documents that you don't agree with, that I don't agree with. The challenge is to find things that, number one, we can all live with, and it's not the way that we would have decided it if we were the boss. At the same time, serves the overall internet well. That's a very difficult thing to do, and I'm just delighted that you're actively participating. Any people around the table that have not been active in this, there's no reason not to be, other than time availability, and that's a really big issue. The amount of time that some of us put into this is a large effort, a large commitment, and not everyone can do it all the time. But to the extent that you can put time into it, the subject, accountability may not be your favorite one, but we keep on looking at new and different things as we progress in At Large. I encourage everyone to dig in more and get more actively involved, and that makes the results of all of our efforts much richer and much more balanced. So I thank you for the work you're doing, and I encourage you to keep on doing it and do more. And I guess it goes without saying, if there's anything I as ALAC chair can do, or I as Alan Greenberg personally can do, you know where to find me. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you for encouraging us. This is what ALAC is all about. We work together. We don't always agree, but that's why we have a very good team. I'm going to give the floor to Pierre Dangenou, Vice President for Participation and Engagement in Africa for the GSC. He must be tired. He has worked a lot. He has a lot to do during the day. Thank you for being here, Pierre, and thank you. We can bring in some coffee. Yes, I noted that you can find coffee here, and we should have some coffee on that floor. That's, we could work harder with coffee and maybe some tea. But it's my pleasure to be here, and I have to say that come back, discuss those topics is always for me going back to the sources, coming home. And I would like to thank you for all this work, because I had a question a year ago in one African government. I was asked, what about this transition? Do you really think Africa is interested in the transition? Access is the big issue for us. We don't have access to internet, and now you want to talk about governance? And that was a high level in the government that was told so. How can you think that the Africans are interested in governance? And when we look at the figures, you can it's true that when we look in at the numbers at the African level, and I always say that, the industry is not there. And of course, when the industry is not there, people do not see the impact of those decisions. And that's why we lack some businesses, or government do not care too much about it. This is very important that we do our work. You play a very important role. That's what I said last year. I congratulate you, but I also think there is more work to be done in other topics, regarding other topics, because if we do not have our message, if we don't hear our voices, if we don't go farther than this small circle, we don't have enough impact. And we can have a stronger impact coming from Africa. We have to find a way of doing it. Second, so I look at documents that are... Sometimes people do criticize you. Well, when you say something, you're going to be criticized. We have to deal with them. And we have to find a way to multiply, you know, the list, you know, on the list. We're talking about the Afralo list, African. Maybe find another mechanism so that the people that are already present, that come to those meetings, and those who cannot come, do contribute. They all contribute. You already are doing much better. I think we have to improve our listening, be more inclusive, I would believe. Regarding the content, I looked at your statement. This is a very good idea and concept. I'm not going to go in detail. It's important. It's important that you have those statements. And I looked at the map on the screen, and few contributions for the public comments, but I don't know if you're surprised by that. I was in another meeting. We talked about DNSSEC, security, stability, and root zone. When you look at the map, it's the same thing. Most countries with blue color, they signed the zone, and Africa is still gray. For 54 countries, only 5 or 6 signed the document. So lots of work to be done. Do not be discouraged. Keep working at it and working even more. And at large can really help you out, can be the spearheading those efforts. And I started working for and with at large, and you made so many inroads. That's quite amazing, and I would like to really congratulate you. We have our new communication strategy when we started going to our countries. This is excellent. With Tijani, with Aziz, you were there, and we enjoyed it. So let's keep working. Let's keep at it. We are ready to support you. We are behind you. We already do support you, and we always will. So kudos, and let's go even farther with our work. Very much. Thank you very much, Pierre. I agree with what you said. But when we look at the mic, when you looked at the penetration rate, it's moving very quickly. And I think that in the next users of the internet in Africa and in the Middle East, I think they can go as fast as Asia. And this is a difficult topic. We do participate here. We do not know the entire situation, but I think that Africa is going forward. Thank you, Pierre. Renalia hasn't arrived yet. I'm going to give the floor to Will. Do you have any questions before Seed? So let me. Yes, if you have questions on the two the topics we covered, I'm going to give the floor to our topic before we go to debating the statement. And I give the floor to Mohamed El Bashir, Vice President, Palo, Vice Chair of Palo and ICG, and I would like to thank him very much.
Faster for me. But I just wanted to pick up on something that Pierre said. My name is Andrew Mack, and I know most of you, so I just came from a meeting of the business constituency. And you, sorry. I just came from a meeting of the business constituency. And I wanted to pick up on something that Pierre mentioned, was that we are similarly aware of the lack of business representation from the continent in these discussions. We know how important it is to bring business together from the outside of Africa to you and from you to be seen outside and to participate. And we want you to know that the BC is very much aware that this is important. We are lobbying on this issue and very much hopeful to coordinate with you more to try to bring more business voices from Africa to these discussions, and would very much support it if Afralo and Afrikan is going to push for that. We would very much be on your team with that. Thank you.
Yes, I know who might have some questions. Rinalia has arrived. She doesn't have much time, so I think we should give her the floor, Renalia Abdul-Rahim. She was going to speak after Pierre. I'm going to give Rinalia the floor. Rinalia is a board member, ICANN board member. And
good afternoon. Bonjour. It's a pleasure to be here. Jambo. Ahlan wa sahlan. Assalamu alaikum. It is a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the invitation. I apologize for being a little late. We have many meetings happening in parallel and sticky issues in almost every room. I just have a few thoughts that I wanted to share with you, and I know I have 3 minutes, and I will be succinct. In terms of the IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability, I have to say that I've been very impressed with the African leadership demonstrated in terms of providing African input and perspective into the process, both with regards to the work of the CWG as well as CCWG on accountability. And I think that the perspective is valuable, and also it made me quite proud when I see that coming from a developing region. And I was so proud of it that I was happy to share it with members of the board whenever Afralo provides a statement on these topics. And it is very much welcomed by my board colleagues. And I think that Afralo has played an exemplary role, I think, in showing the way for the other ALOs in the at-large system in terms of what a regional community can do in contributing to discussions of significance in the ICANN world. And I would like to encourage you to continue doing that even beyond this transition, and where I would encourage you to focus in terms of channeling your contribution is on the policy development processes that ICANN has, because one of the challenges within the policymaking process in ICANN is that it is severely challenged in terms of diversity of perspective, especially from the developing world. And if you are able to channel that, it would be not only welcome, but it would be representative of the needs and concerns of your region. I would also like to put an item on your agenda, not already there. And it pertains to the problem of universal acceptance. And it is the problem where systems and software programs and applications do not accept top-level domains, whether they are new GTLDs in Latin script and that go beyond three-letter words. So you know that ICANN has this new GTLD program that has allowed applications for very interesting names and strings to come up. The problem is that the internet-based services and applications are not able to process these names. So at one level, the problem is on Latin script. On another level, it is on all the other scripts that are relevant for people of the world. And in Africa, you use different scripts for writing. And if you think that, I write in English or I write in French, and, you know, this is not a problem for me, but even for Latin-based languages such as French, you have accent that you write on vowels. In German, for example, you have the umlaut on the vowels, and the systems are not accepting it. And it is a real problem. And if people say, okay, it's okay, we can handle that problem, and we can still use the Roman alphabet, it's still a problem because internet-based application and services actually use domain names to make their services available to users. So even if you're not typing the domain names in yourself, the providers are using it. And if they cannot make that available in your languages and scripts, think about what that implication is for your community in your region. So I don't think that we have enough strength and support on advocacy on this across the developing regions, and I would like it to permeate up to almost the top of your agenda. And I'm sorry for bringing in another item, but I think it's quite important. And I will end by just saying that from my point of view, going back to the issue of IANA transition and the proposal on ICANN accountability, for me the three big risks are capture, paralysis of the organization, and instability. These risks can be addressed, then we would be really comfortable with moving forward, and I would be quite comfortable with the proposal. And with that, I thank you for indulging me.
Thank you very much, Rina. And good luck. You have to go. Okay, thank you. Pierre, one comment, please.
Pierre Ouédraogo.
I'm going to speak in French. My name is Pierre Ouédraogo from Burkina Faso. And I would like to thank you very much, Rinalia, for congratulating us on our work. But we know we have still a lot to do. And I would like to use your presence for you to be an ambassador for our community to board, the ICANN board, to reinforce our engagement activities. For instance, we have an engagement activity for the IANA transition, which was done in Burkina Faso by Pierre Danginou and his team, that was extremely important for Burkina Faso, for the politicians, the NGOs became aware of the IANA transition issues. And please let the board know about those activities. We have some finance issues, some budget, not enough budget sometimes. So it's always important for Africa to move forward. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to stop you, but I would like to thank you. Most of all, you're always welcome to do more. Thank you. Do you have any questions for Rinalia? Comments or questions for Rinalia? So let's keep going. I'm going to give the floor to Ferhat Mohamed El Bashir, who is going to tell us about the update, and the ICG is going to tell us about ICG and you. Hello there.
Really to be with you here today, and I'd please give you a brief about the current status of the ICG. I'm really honored to be in the ICG as a co-chair, and I have a colleague here, Mary, as well. She is a member of the ICG, and we have a good representation from the continent. And it was always really joyful and to receive the responses and the comments from the Afro-Al community, especially the last comments received in the public comments period. That was well received by the ICG. Afro-Al has raised very important points that actually we as ICG group, we work to address them. Some of the issues is already highlighted in your statement. Usually the statements coming from Afro-Al, they're really valuable. I think I encourage you to continue doing that, and hopefully we can have a finalized statement that could be. So briefly, I will just talk in a minute or two about the current status of the ICG. So in a nutshell, the final proposal is ready to be submitted. We are waiting to see the deliberations of the CCWG work and the accountability work, and hopefully there could be a breakthrough today on tomorrow on those days. Tomorrow, the IC have a face-to-face meeting, and we're going to assess our status. All the issues regarding incompatibility between the proposals has been addressed, and basically there were two major issues, the intellectual property rights and the rights of the domain name of IANA has been resolved, and now we have the link and dependencies with the accountability work, which should be hopefully resolved soon. Currently, the ICG is debating and discussing its future role in terms of will the ICG be active after the submission of the proposal. There's a role that the community want us to play in terms of monitoring the implementation of the proposals. So that's a discussion currently we have at the ICG. I think it's the message is going to be concluded that we're just waiting for the community largest work, and we're ready really to settle once everything is done in terms of the accountability work. So we're just looking forward to complete our work and charter, hopefully. And I think we have a very good statement. I just noticed a couple of things that might need to be updated because it was drafted at earlier stage. But I think with you here, we can have a good, valid, updated statement to be submitted to ICG. And I'm happy to read to answer any question regarding the ICG work.
Thank you, Mohamed. Now I give the floor to Tijani, who is the vice president of ALAC. And he was the representative of AFARALO on CCWG.
Merci beaucoup, Aziz.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Not sure what to say about the process. There's a lot already that has been said, and over the past meetings, we've discussed this thoroughly, and we've done lots of work regarding the CCWG's second report. We've also commented on the ICG's proposal. And since, there have been many developments. Of course, I'm not going to describe what went on, but I'll just say that the process is essential to ICANN's future and to the future of internet governance in more general terms. Our engagement is crucial here because, as Alan so well put it, we've different interests. Our interests differ from those of other regions very often, and we see things differently because our culture differs from others. We have had a very strong participation here, and I'll tell you, within ICANN, there aren't as many people involved in the process as those who come from Africa. I'm not saying we're most of the people, but no other single region has more people than we do participating in the process. So Africa contributes, and we do so substantially, significantly, and constantly. Of course, there's not only the three mentioned who participated in drafting the African position. Of course, there's many other people who participate in the process but who don't belong to ALEC. I could say Mary has participated, Eberhard, Fiona, Manel, Alice. They've all been part of it. So there's a lot, there's many of us. And we meet very often, we discuss often. And these people that I just mentioned didn't participate in the drafting of the document, but their ideas are always contributed in our debates, and we always take them into account when we draft whatever we do. I'm proud of Africa, honestly. I'm proud of the African participation because it's active and because it's deep. Why is it important to us? As Pierre was saying, there's a minister who already mentioned this, but there's different issues with access to this transition. And this transition is going to determine the future of ICANN on the future of internet as well. So the way or the mechanisms that are going to change within ICANN will also be of interest to all Africans. It must be said that Africans have the highest evolution rate in terms of connectivity these days. It doesn't mean we're more connected than others. It means we're practically at zero when we started a different trend. So we are increasing our connectivity rates, and now Africa uses internet as others do. So, of course, internet and the future of internet must be in the public interest of African communities. I'm also proud of Africa because wherever you go at ICANN, you'll find Africa's only. Some SOs and some ACs have commented on the proposal, but there are no subdivisions in these SOs and these ACs who have contributed. I don't just mean RALOs, because among RALOs, only AFRALO did it. But we haven't seen the NCSG, we haven't seen NPOC. No one else has contributed or followed this process in depth as we have. So once again, I'm proud of Africa. So when you read the statement, you'll see doesn't cover item by item the proposals that have been published because we've already made our comments regarding the proposals. This time we've tried to follow what's happening. So we're talking about what's changing. That's what we discussed, and we tried to identify the threats. So if the CCWG cannot conclude its work, it's going to bring the entire transition to a halt, and that could be a great issue to multi-stakeholder models, because if transition doesn't happen, the multi-stakeholder model isn't working. So those who are against the multi-stakeholder model will say they announced it, they said it wouldn't work, and we all want it to work. Personally, I think the multi-stakeholder model is something we have in the hearts. We hold it very dearly because that's what allows us to contribute to governance. Because when we think of governmental models, of course, we can always contribute with our advice and express ourselves, but no one guarantees that it's going to be heard. So the multi-stakeholder model is a model that we respect, that we want. It's a model we want to see in the future. So at that level, the transition is important. So I think we must stress that aspect, which isn't always thought of. Now, in the past 2 days, I've started to see people more confident, and I have myself begun to feel that it's going to happen, that the transition is going to happen. 2 days ago, we had no idea what was going to happen. We had a working group that, of course, was doing its job, and they trying to move forward. Because there's people who strive to participate in the process because they have an interest in the process. They have stakes, material stakes in the process. Then there's volunteers such as us who participate wholeheartedly, but who, of course, lack the energy at times. And thirdly, because the group is open, so anyone can join. And when, for instance, not to speak of others, let's say the at-large structures, the end user, when they have a given interest, they will want to discuss an article which has just been published, and so they will want to express their opinion because that is what's going to stress their interest. And so if they know that that will be discussed on a given day, they're going to bring 100 people to the discussion, to the meeting, because it's an open meeting. And so it'll seem as if there were a majority of people wanting something, and that's very dangerous. So I have asked many times before that we follow the group's charter, stating that only the members who represent SOs and ACs have a right to participating in the decision-making process. Unfortunately, co-chairs think that if we want to be more inclusive, it's better to have open participation so that anyone can join. But of course, this entails the risks that I just explained. Why am I saying this? Well, because our group has been working towards a name, and those who come more often, the majority of those who come, have an interest in the process. They're interested in a given result. And us, at large, Sébastien, and all the VALEX representatives, we have all fought for a number of things, and unfortunately, we haven't entirely won. It must be said that we have had an impact, but not really. So if the board considers that what we suggest doesn't work, it's just going to be deleted. And then it's going to take a while, let me tell you, before we can find a common ground, before we can reach a mutual agreement. So us, from at large, we have a position that's closer to the boards than to the working groups. And AFRILO has even our positions that are even closer to the board regarding certain matters. I think I've rambled a bit much. So to conclude, I'll say that African participation is important, and Africans are very highly respected today in this fora, in these meetings, because Africans express their opinions clearly, and they express opinions that are grounded. So I hope we'll continue to work this way. It'll be nice if there were more of us, as Alan was saying. So we're trying to reach out to those who can participate actively at this type of activities. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Tijani. I know you dedicate all your spare time to this, and I congratulate you for that, and I think people must know that. Now, we're going to move on to the presentation of the statement, which is the highlight of our meeting, and we intend to discuss it for about 20 to 25 minutes so that we can see if it can be adopted at the end of the meeting. So we have a young member, a young ALAC member, who's an incoming member. That's Shun, who just joined ALAC. He's a very, very happy young man, and he's very hardworking. And so I'm going to ask him to do something that's very difficult to do, which is reading the statement. You can read it in French or in English, as you wish, Shun.
This is Shun for the transcript record. Thank God I would have read it in French, but I was given the English version. So, I want to quickly say that this statement was developed by the community prior to Dublin, and as Tijani said, a lot has happened within the last few days. So as I read the statement, please bear in mind that some of the comments that we'll have, the discussions we'll have after this statement, will actually impact the output of this statement. So the Afro-African Joint Meeting, Dublin, Wednesday, 21st October 10. We, the African Internet Community in the ICANN 54th public meeting and attending the joint Afro-African meeting held in Dublin on Wednesday, 1st October 2015, led the IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability processes. We acknowledge comments submitted by Afro last September about the proposal put for public comment by IANA coordination group, that is the ICG, and the cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN accountability, CWG. We have been following the outcomes of ICG's recent face-to-face meeting held in Los Angeles, 18 to 19 September 2015, and would like to congratulate the ICG continuing its progress towards finalizing the final IANA transition proposal. We are pleased to note that the ICG has taken into consideration most issues raised in the Afro-Lo comments on the draft final proposal. Nevertheless, we still have important concerns related to coordination among the operational community when making critical decisions, like the separation of related IANA options from the current IANA function operator. We believe such decisions, if not well coordinated, could have major impact on the security and stability of the Internet. Though we understand that some informal relationship exists between the operational communities, we believe it will be helpful if the three communities formally commit to coordinating with each other whenever the need arises. We would like to congratulate the CCWG for the tremendous work done so far. However, we are worried that the completion of this work may be delayed. We really hope that the group manages to deliver its final proposal on time in accordance with the transition timelines. Though NTIA has recently extended its contract with ICANN to 30th of September 2016 to enable the community to finish its work on the transition plan and ICANN accountability, we urge the CCWG and the stakeholders to work in good faith in order to finalize its recommendations without further delays. While we welcome the ICANN board's comments on the second report of CCWG, especially those related to the budget veto, the recall of individual board directors, and the enforceability of the proposed community powers, we believe that the proposal of exercising the community powers through the co-chairs, SOs, and ACs is not appropriate. We already expressed our disagreement about this issue in our statement on the first CCWG. We reiterate our proposal for a single community power to recall either individual board members or the whole ICANN board. This will permit the community as a whole to recall ICANN board directors after giving justification of this decision. They can recall from wanting directors, which means all directors except the CEO. In such a way, problems such as the unequal treatment of the board directors, that is the SOs, ACs appointees, and the NOMCOM appointees, the replacement of the recalled board directors, avoiding a reduced interim board, will solve several. So there's a grammatical I will continue. It will also make it simpler to reduce the number of proposed powers. Spelling the old board is not really reasonable, since at any time there are on the board directors who are just appointed, others in the middle of their term, and some about to leave. Recalling those we just appointed is a nonsense. Even if we believe that this kind of power, if exercised, will mean the failure of the multi-stakeholder model, we will still support it in case it becomes ultimately required. We would like to stress the importance of the IANA stewardship transition process, the ICANN accountability mechanism to the African Internet community as a safeguard for the future of the Internet growth and development in our continent, which is currently experiencing the highest Internet access rates in the world. Thank you. That concludes the draft statement. Like I said, I'm sure as you were going reading it with me, you will have observed there are some grammatical things that need to be fixed. And also, based on the status of the CCWG today, there are also some views that may need to be updated. So I'll turn it back to Aziz to initiate the discussion. Thank you.
Aziz prend la parole. Aziz takes the floor, sorry. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shin. I know you used to have 4 pages and now there's only 2, so you've done lots of hard work to summarize it. Some of us have been here since the beginning, and there's someone here who just joined us. That's Fadi. I don't know if you've seen him. He was at a board meeting. So let's give him the floor so he can address us. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, dear colleagues. This is Fadi speaking. I'm very glad to be here with you this afternoon, and I'm very happy to hear this statement that has just been read. Before all others, AFRILO is very important to our community, and it's a group that has great African values and great values of truth, of equality, democracy. When you think of what's written here, I mean, it's something. It's not something we see anywhere else. So I truly appreciate the effort that's been done to prepare this statement, and it's going to be helpful at all levels if we have an ICANN that is where it needs to be, especially in this new stage. So what we're doing is really campaigning for ICANN's independence. That's what it is. We don't say it much, but that's the truth. It's campaigning for the independence of ICANN. I'll tell you something I haven't shared much to this day, but when I started with this adventure, I asked to visit the leaders of the International Red Cross organization in Geneva. So I went to see them, and I asked them, how is it that anywhere we go, when the Red Cross arrives, people always move aside? They stop fighting. When I was in Beirut, back in the day when I was young, the only ambulances on which no one drew, no one shot the Red Cross, even if they were from the Lebanon or, there were issues, we were fighting, but the International Red Cross was always independent. So I asked them, how do you manage to stay independent like that? How do you assure that independence? Gates, they have done it. And so I asked them, is it via agreements or do you sign anything? Is it a legal measure? What is it that gives you that independence? And they said, no, it's true, we have agreements with some countries, but it's not because of that that we are independent. What assures our independence is the principles. Our principles. See, the principles that unite everyone in this Red Cross network and the Red Crescent and Red Star, of course. But it's the principles. And you here, you're speaking of principles. Principles, governance, for transparency, for democracy, for participation, engagement, inclusiveness. And that is what's going to maintain us as an independent body, not our lawyers, not our agreements. Of course, we need to have those, but aren't there any principles unite us? I hope it's the principles that brought us this far what will help us go on with your help of AFRILO. Now, I'm going to speak of something a bit happier. On a more positive note, we're going to go to Marrakesh soon, to Morocco, such a beautiful country in our beautiful African continent. To me, I feel very close to this because it's also my last ICANN meeting. And I really want to be there. Africa is the continent that most needs our attention. They're the ones who represent a higher chance of being more transparent, open. It's the continent of the future, continent of progress. It's even the continent, in the economic viewpoint, which we now see as a continent that's going to be the one with the highest economic growth. So you see, there's a lot of possibilities in Africa. And I'll tell you something personal. My son, who's 24 years old, he's called Philippe, and he works for an American company called Apple. And he was one of the engineers. He is one of the engineers who developed the iPhone. He worked with them for 3 years. He was very well paid, very, very well paid, I'd say. But a month ago, he told me and he told his mom that he would quit. He would quit Silicon Valley. He would leave it. He will sell everything he owns, his car, his bike, everything. He's 24, and he's going to Africa. He's moving to Africa. What are you going to do back there? You live here, you have a great job. And he said, I'm young. I can always come back. But my roots are in Africa, and I've never seen them. So I'm going to Africa. And he went. He took his backpack. He left for Africa. I'm still trying to calm his mom. But he's now in a small town called East London in the south of Africa. And he found a hub for the young. And from there, he's creating new technologies so that he can improve social life. And he's never been happier. He's not paid. He lives simply. But he's in Africa, and he's happy there. So that's Africa to me. And that's a spirit I understand, that I like, that I am now reliving through my son's decision. So I think Africa is going to give him much more than Silicon Valley. And he's going to be much happier. He's going to be a man with more values there than anywhere else in the world. So it's that spirit that I want to commend. That's what I want to thank you for. And for everything you do at ICANN, never lose your confidence. Your voice in ICANN is appreciated. I appreciate it, and throughout ICANN, everyone appreciates it. We will all come together to Marrakesh. And I hope, because I promised some of you, that I will do something special for Africa. I'm trying to work on it right now, and I won't say anything that it's done, it's solved, but I won't say that until it's done. Because I want to come with something to my continent. I don't want to come empty-handed. I want to bring something I owe you and that I can owe to you. Give me some time trying to get there. My children have never been at an ICANN meeting, and I've asked them to meet me in Marrakesh, my two children, so that we can all be there as a family for my last meeting with you in our home. Thank you for everything you do. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Fadi. Very much for everything you do for Africa. Everything you've done ever since you have started to lead ICANN. I assure you, the African community is sad to see you go. And so we're trying to have a meeting in Marrakesh where everyone comes so that it can really be a meeting where we bid our farewells to you, where we will wish us. Well, we will wish you, sorry, all the best. And the story of your son really touched me. I hope everyone else will follow lead as he's speaking. So going on, moving on. Shen just read our statement. We have only 20 minutes left to discuss the statement. We're going to start a list. You, so everyone can take the floor either to comment on the statement, either to make shorter comments. So I have Emmanuel Reda, Dave, I know your name, but it's not coming. Jameson, yeah, that's right. So, going to start with Emmanuel. Please speak slowly so that our interpreters can translate. Emmanuel, you have the floor.
Okay.
Right. I'd first like to thank all those who worked on drafting of this statement in the name of Afrilo and Afrikan, through the different working groups. They have done great work, and I wouldn't want to forget to thank them. In the name of Africans, I'll say they are the ones who have great standing to me, and I thank them for that. Specifically on the statement, we have to go faster, and so I have a comment on the form and one on the merits. Regarding the form in the sixth paragraph, in the English version, it's the paragraph that starts with "although NTIA has recently, etc." In French, we say "bien que la NTIA ait récemment prolongé, etc." So it's perhaps because it's perhaps a professional defamation, but regarding the form, it's not right in such a statement to end the paragraph by saying "in bona fide." So we're just accusing them of not acting in all good faith by saying so. I think it's borderline diplomatics. So we could just say we encourage. So instead of saying we invite, we encourage. So that's asking people to go further. We encourage them. So we encourage the CCWG and its stakeholders to actively work in order to finalize its recommendations without further delays. So that's encouraging. But when we say in good faith, I think there's people that, if urged like that, they won't read the rest of the statement. And then my second comment is on the merits. So when we speak of community empowerment, I think Tijani or someone else should define the community powers in the model that we are proposing, in the model that we are suggesting. The voice of the community should be in the discussion. And then behind that, what seriously concerns me is positioning that says it's not reasonable to call board members. I think it's reasonable, but wouldn't it be? Even thinking of sovereignty in the two means of popular sovereignty, what we know is the recall, and at the level of national sovereignty, why, there is no chance of doing this. It's like, why wouldn't we be able to recall boards and impeach presidents? You say it's not reasonable, but I don't think it makes sense. When you name someone to a position through popular sovereignty, you can always recall the person. Even if the person, never mind how far they are in their term. If you take into account the fact that all board members act for the community, let's take the FIFA example. Do we do if they're not acting for the benefit of the community? So there is always the possibility of recalling members. So it's not reasonable that we don't support this mechanism. I think it's very reasonable to be able to do it. We just have to think of the way to do it so that there's no abuse of it. But there's challenges to this. When we challenge this, we risk capture. And this is something we are suggesting to avoid capture. But this is a possibility we should keep. And that is what's going to ensure that board members will be careful, because there's always the threat of being recalled. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Emmanuel. Now, Leda. Leda Gilouz. Can I speak Arabic? Okay, I'll speak French. Right. Of course, I join all the others in thanking the members of the committee and all the people who have worked, ICG and other committees as well. We must certainly also thank the authors of this document. No progress can be achieved without criticism. So it's presented as criticism, and I think this is good for diversity and for progress. I'd like to come back to points that were mentioned. On the one hand, what Pierre Danginou said regarding African participation. I think we must look at each other. It's good to look at each other face to face. I have an eye less here, but it's good to look each other in the eye and say there's something to be done. It's not a deficit of human capacity that has prevented us from doing that so far. Just that none of the institutions, none of the sovereign African institutions ever participated in this matter of ICANN reform, and no constituency at ICANN has been called to listening to Africa specifically. So I think we're going to have to think of that specifically now. The other day, Tijani asked our CEO to think of the creation of an African office. I think that is a very important starting point. I think we should compare the role of the offices in the other regions and compare it with us. Because what do they do? It's nothing different from what we do. We don't have a federal element that keeps the wheels turning. We're not building capacity. We're intervening here, there, and sometimes we even fear intervening because ICANN, don't forget it, is a big machine. So we can neither attack it on the front or behind. We can only accompany the movement, and that's no good. That's my first comment, and I think we must absolutely solve the matter of institutions. Secondly, I'd like to go back to the document. With all due respect, I think with the developments of the past week, the document must truly be amended. It must truly be changed so that it will take into account everything that has been done during the week. And now going back to what I care for the most, every time we speak of NTIA and IANA, it's not a new project. It's not a new discussion. This goes back to 1998 and to the creation of ICANN. This question has always been debated, and no one ever seemed to be interested in it because it was all part of a big commitment that we couldn't speak of, commitment not to be spoken of, and of NTIA, IANA. I think it seems now as if we only started discussing it 2 years ago. As he's speaking, you have no time left. I'm sorry, you've gone over 2 minutes already, and we're going to give everyone 2 minutes, so please wrap up. Redda speaking, yes, excuse me, so I'll wrap up here. We've been discussing it since Net Mundial, and I would have wanted to see an explanation in this document why NTIA and IANA are discussed now. Why is it only now that we start discussing it? It's a bit what Tijani and our CEO said. Why is it today a strategic discussion for ICANN sovereignty? Thank you, Redda. I'm sorry, it says Aziz. Everyone needs to comment, and I ask you to please respect the time that is given to you so that everyone can take the floor. Now, Dave, go ahead. Tell you as well that Dave has just been appointed by AFRILO for the NOMCOM. He's appointed to the NOMCOM, so we congratulate you, Dave. Thank you, Aziz, says Dave. I would like to comment briefly on the English version. We say it means the whole directors, except the CEO. The comma means the whole directors. I think it's a grammar issue. It should say the whole board except the CEO. And on the English version as well, the replacement of the recalled directors, avoiding a reduced interim board will solve several stop. So we should go on there. There's something missing. As he's speaking, yes, Dave, can you please send this comments in writing to Tijani and Barak, because they're the ones taking note. Now, I had Jameson, Alan, Tijani, and then Pierre, and then the gentleman from Senegal. What's your name? Amadou. So now, Jameson, am I right?
Thank you very much, Ziz. And I want to firstly thank all those working on moving African opinion forward in ICG, CCWG, and even in this community. I would like to comment on Pierre's statements earlier and then say something about the statements that have been put forward. I want to thank Pierre. Pierre has been quite engaged in the African continent concerning the business stakeholders. But we cannot continue to talk about regrets. The industry is not there. We need to be positive. We need to continue to double our efforts in outreach, even outreach per government and with respect to private sector. Andrew Mark mentioned something similar earlier. So outreach must continue, and there must be continuous engagement between all stakeholders, government, civil society, and the business. Then, secondly, on coordination, the ICG work. I think ICG should still be involved in the implementation, because when you look at coordination, it's about harmonizing all the various functions of the component of the system. So I just feel that we should have that in mind. Then lastly, on the statements before us, I have two comments. The one is with respect to paragraph 5, and that is to say that we may need to specify some of the issues of concern, why we need to conclude, the CCWG need to conclude its work on time. And specifically, I want to add that that is after we have the last line, that is timeline, in view of implication, for example, ICAN F117 budget preparation, another concern. So if we have those specifics, we need to put them there. And the last point has been expressed before, that is with regard to splitting the board. I think the earlier speakers put it very well. It's possible you might appoint somebody afresh, and you might have a need to record the person. So we should have that. So it's not unreasonable, you know, to have that. So thank you. Thank you.
Merci, Jensen. La parole maintenant.
Thank you, Jensen. Now, Alan is going to take the floor so that he can answer Emmanuel's question.
Less than my 2 minutes, so I'll give you some time back. Two quick questions, two quick comments. First of all, to echo what a number of people have said, Emmanuel was the first one. I think you have to want to be careful in not stating opinions as facts, because someone who holds the opposite opinion at that point often stops reading. So you may disagree with someone, and you may disagree strongly, and emotion is an important reason why some of you are so involved. But if you state a position as a fact, the person who disagrees with you will often just stop reading. So I think you have to be careful when you're doing that. The second thing is, we've heard a number of comments about needing to get a lot more people into this process and the growth we've seen in Africa. But I have to say, there's a number of people in this room that I've known for 20 years. So there are a few people who have been around, and there's long and deep roots in Africa in working in technology. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Alain.
Thank you, Alain, for minding time. Danny, do you want to add anything on that reply? Okay, yeah. Let's hear Pierre first. Yes, speaking. Thank you. What I wanted to say is not about what's written here, but it's about what's not written. We speak of the different elements and all the rest, but one of the main points that's underlined here is this inertia that we were speaking of, inertia at the African level. It's an inertia which, in spite of the effort of our defenders, both of whom must be congratulated and thanked, mean that we are present. But we're not to hide from ourselves everything that we've left behind and everything we have by default. So I think it may be within the document or in an annex, but we must remind our fellow members and the members from all African structures from our position of avant-garde, because we are at the forefront of the process, and so we must remind them that there is a lot of work to be done. And we have two champions here who must be congratulated for all the work that's been done and all the difficulties left behind. I've heard many people say this, but truly their work is wonderful, and Africa has a lot of pride to take in what they do, so they must be commended, but we must still acknowledge there's a lot of work to be done back home. I don't know how you want to put this, but that's the idea. As he's speaking, thank you, Pierre, for all your encouragement. We're now going to give the floor to the last participant, because we have but 4 minutes left. Now, it's Amadou from Senegal. Amadou speaking. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I thank you all I'm glad to participate at this meeting, and I come from Senegal. So having come all the way here, I want to express my gratitude to all those who have contributed this much to ICANN, who have managed to come this far. We're not there yet, as Pierre just said, but when I look at the text, on the second page, you speak of the power to recall members, and this has already been said, but we need to have sanction powers and recall powers. And when we speak of it, as we speak of it, next door, people are trying to discuss other very important issues as well. So in the way that things happen, we feel like our opinion hasn't been heard. We never know if we made ourselves clear, and we never know if people understand what we mean or if there haven't been enough interventions from Africa. A lot of the time it's been said that they expect more African participation. But it's mostly what I want to say, that it's up to us. It's up to the new generation to represent the voice of Africa. Africa has a lot to say. And if we scream even louder, our voice will be heard further. So how can we be stronger together so that we can really have an impact through our voice, so that our voice can truly be heard, so that no one forgets what it is we want? That's what I wanted to say. Still, I thank you. And I'm truly very, very happy to be able to participate here. I hope I can do so at Marrakesh too, because African countries will have an opportunity there to come all together. We always wonder what the stakes are at ICANN and the stakes of internet. Deep down, we do realize that our governments don't always understand what they need to do. And our meetings constitute a platform from which we can make them understand what they need to do so that the dialogue can be improved. Thank you. As is seen, thank you. Amadou, we have but a couple of minutes left now, so we're going to skip the closing remarks. And I'm now going to give the floor to Tijani. I'm going to ask you, Tijani, to briefly explain the element we've all heard of, which is the stress 18. And then, if you could also answer the questions, we'd thank you. Thank you, Aziz. At Tijani speaking, I'll try to go fast. Pierre Drago makes a statement here for the board, for the different ICANN working groups, because we intend to have an impact in the decision within ICANN. That's why we deal with current issues at ICANN, and we make statements that are addressed to the board and to the different working groups. So what you say is very important, and we'll probably draft a separate statement that will then be addressed to the community. Going back to the matter of good faith, faith has been mentioned a number of times at CCWG because, I don't know, I'm not sure how to say that the reinforcement of the powers that the community wishes to have. They're always speaking of good faith. They ask for good faith. A lot of people say we mustn't rely on good faith. So we say in good faith here not to shock people or be hard on them. We don't want to come down too hard on them. It's just to take, once again, the same language. But of course it can be removed because there's been so many comments on it. So we're going to paraphrase and say it otherwise, then it's not reasonable. That was another matter. It's unreasonable to recall ICANN board directors. We didn't say it's unreasonable. On the contrary, we say in the paragraph before that we suggest that the community have one single power, because we have the power to recall board members. And so the power to recall individual board members is one of the powers. And then there's, on the other hand, the power to recall the entire board. And we ask that there be a single mechanism so as to simplify, because we think individual members must be removed by the entire community, contrary to what the CCWG and most people say and what most people want, because they want to have the particular SO and AC who appointed him to the board be the only ones with the power to recall that member. On the contrary, what we say is that we want to have a single power in which it's always the community recalling the member. And given that it's the community that's going to recall the member, it can recall one member or all of the board. So that same power is going to give them the possibility to have both powers into one. In the end, we say that recalling board members Because there's always people who have only just been appointed, others are in the middle of their term, and others are about to leave. So we said, recalling someone who's just been appointed makes no sense. That's what we said. Of course, we must have the power to recall board members. But if we have just appointed someone and we want to recall them, that sounds unreasonable. That's what we said. We'll change it. Okay, fine. As he's speaking, if you please, we're going to take this offline. Now, let me conclude on what was said here. 3 more minutes. We've only got 3 minutes left, says Aziz. Hold on, you're stressing me, says Tijani. This is, we are speaking of stress test 18. So, stress test 18. You know that governments participating at the GAC are members of an advisory committee? So they advise ICANN, but their statements and their communiques must be replied to by the board. So if there is a negative answer, the board must find a means to achieve consensus with the GAC in order to solve the issue. That's the current bylaw. When the power was delegated to the community, there was no difference made. And so some said this is going to give governments more power, so the NTIA is going to reject the proposal. So we don't have to give more power to the governments so as not to have a proposal that will be rejected by the NTIA. That's why we started working with this stress test 18. That's why we started working on it. So governments must either be advisors, as they are today, with this advantage of having the power to have an impact on the board's decision, or else be part of the community and then participate as members of the community. But they cannot have this advantage. That's the aim of stress test 18. I don't share this idea that we cannot find a means for this question to be solved, or that we can't have an impact on it, because GAC governments, of course, will never decide on it. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you very much. So that's the end of our Afro-African joint meeting. I would like to invite you all to Marrakesh, inshallah. Come all you merry. As you know, every time there's an ICANN meeting in a region, we try to organize showcases. So in Marrakesh, we intend to have a great showcase with all Africans. I hope there will be many of us, as Amadou said. And representative of French-speaking countries will help us, I hope, organize meetings so that we can have as many African participants as possible. And, of course, we'll rely on staff who have always been so helpful to us. We thank them. We thank the interpreters. We thank you all for having attended this thing, and see you all in Marrakesh in March. Thank you.